This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. defense officials tell VOA that the United States has struck Iranian-backed proxies in Iraq in response to a series of attacks against U.S. and coalition forces in recent days. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
According to VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb, the strike came shortly after Iranian-backed militants attacked Ayn al-Assad Air Base in western Iraq with one-way attack drones. The base was also targeted on Saturday by a barrage of ballistic missiles launched from inside Iraq. While most of the missiles were shot down, Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder said those that landed on base caused traumatic brain injuries in four U.S. personnel. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday said the clear and repeated rejection of the two-state solution at the highest levels of the Israeli government is unacceptable as he appealed for more aid access throughout Gaza.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
He told the Council of the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian enclave was appalling, and the people of Gaza not only risk being killed or injured, but relentless bombardments, they also run a growing chance of contracting infectious diseases like hepatitis, dysentery, and cholera. South Korea's military says North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Western Sea as it continues a streak of weapons testing in the face of deepening nuclear tensions with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Wednesday that the U.S. and South Korean militaries were analyzing those launches. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.